said, one, if two brothers were married to two sisters and each had additional wives as well, and they then die without children, a chalitza given to the sisters does not pater the tzaris, but a chalitza given to the tzaris would pater the sisters. Number two, if a man dies without children and his brother then gives a get to one of the widows, if he then gives the same woman chalitza, it does not pater the tzara, but if chalitza is given to a tzara, it does pater the woman who received the get. Number three, if the brother had instead given maimar to one of the widows and then gave her chalitza, it does not pater the tzara, but he gives chalitza to the tzara, it paters the one who got maimar as well. In the first case, the chalitza given to the sister is not ideal because they are a wife, sister, and zika. Why is it better when the chalitza is given to the tzara, since the tzara is then the tzara of an achayis ishtoi, you know, bezika, achayis zikukasoi? Marseille Shmuel doesn't hold of zika. In fact, we find that Shmuel said that he does hold of zika. Marseille made a statement according to the view that there is no zika, though. If so, why is a chalitza given to the sisters not pater the tzaras? At least the tzaras of the first sister who got chalitza should be pater because she surely received it for chalitza. Marseille Shmuel meant that only the tzaras of the second sister to get chalitza, not pater. Although he uses the plural tzarais, he's referring to the term tzarais in general. Vekma, once he gives chalitza to the first sister, the chalitza he gives to the other sister's tzarais is not an ideal chalitza. She's a tzara of the sister of his chalutza and should therefore not pater the sister either. But instead, Shmuel meant that if he first gave chalitza to the sister, he can't pater the other sister even by giving chalitza to her tzarais. But if he first gave chalitza to the tzara of the first sister, he can then pater even the tzarais of the other sister by giving chalitza to the second sister. Rashi says that Shmuel's halacha was said according to the view that there is zika. However, the chalitza given to the sisters is considered even less ideal than the chalitza given to the tzaras. Zika doesn't go so far as to make them the tzaras of an erva, and therefore the chalitza given to the tzaras can pater the sisters. The Bryce says this halacha of Shmuel as well, and presumably the reason is that Rashi says this, like he just explained. This seems to be a proof to Rav Ashi. Rabbi Abba Bar Mamel said, it may be that the Braisa follows Beis Shammai who say that the Tzar of an Erva is Mutter. If so, why can't Yibin be done as well? I said, only because of the enactment of Rabbi Yechon Ben Uri. We learned that Rabbi Yechon Ben Uri, his enactment was never put in place. But he says, no, he did later. Later on, he went back and actually did fully implement his enactment. Fact number they asked, if the Yavama gave a get to one Yavama and Maimar to another Yavama, which one is better to give Chalitza to? On the one hand, the separation process has begun with a get and maybe it should be finished with Chalitza. On the other hand, the Chalitza is better when it's given to a full Zika and the Maimar creates maybe even a stronger than a normal Zika. Rashi said, we can answer this from a Braisa where Rabbi Gamliel says that a get takes effect after Maimar and Maimar takes effect after a get. Now, if one is stronger than the other, the weaker one should not take effect after the stronger one. It must be that they are equal. Zarakting Marvuna name Rav said, if two brothers marry two sisters, and then they die without children, leaving one remaining brother, if he does chalitza to the first sister who falls to Yibam, she is free to marry. And if he does chalitza to the second sister, she is free to marry. If the first sister dies, he's even mutter to marry the second sister in Yibum. And certainly if the second sister dies, he's mutter to marry the first sister in Yibum, because it makes sense that since she was mutter to marry him when she fell to Yibum, then became also when her sister fell to Yibum, and now becomes mutter when her sister dies, that she should become fully mutter again. Rabbi Yechon said if the second one dies, she can marry the first one in Yibum, but if the first one dies, she may not marry the second one in Yibum, because any Yavama who is not mutter for Yibum at the time she falls to Yibum, she may never again be taken in Yibam. We find that Rav says this logic of Rav Yechanan as well, so how can he disagree with him? Mar says he only says that when at the time she falls to Yibam, Yibam can't be done based on a deraisa. Here it's a zika which is only derabbanan that prevents it from doing Yibam, therefore he wouldn't say this svara. Rav Yitzchak Bar Chanina asked, our mission says that if two sisters fall in Yibam to two brothers, they have to do chalitza and not Yibam. According to what was just said above, one brother should give chalitza to the second sister, and the other brother should then be allowed to do Yibam to the first sister, since she was mutter, became also now becomes mutter again. Rabbi Yechanan said the Mishnah is not correct. Why couldn't Rabbi Yechanan just answer that the Mishnah means that one of them, meaning the second one, gets chalitza? Where it says the Mishnah used the plural of chalitzos. Why couldn't he say that the Mishnah used the plural to refer to cases in general, but not to both women? Because the Mishnah says, Harei Elu Chalitzos refers to both women. Why couldn't we say that the Mishnah is talking about a case where the first sister was given Chalitza first, and that's why the second sister needs Chalitza, but the reverse would not be true? Mar says, the Mishnah seems to mean that L'chat Chila, we tell them to give Chalitza to both sisters. Why couldn't he say that the Mishnah is a Gzera for a case when he gives Chalitza to the first sister first? Mar says, the Mishnah says, V'loi Mis Yamis, which seems to mean that there has no halacha of Yibam over here at all. Why couldn't he say that the Mishnah is based on a gzeira that we can't allow yibum in this case because it may lead to the mitzvah being negated in another case where a brother does yibum and the other brother then dies. Rabbi says Rabbi Yechon is not concerned for the possibility of death. Why couldn't he say that the Mishnah follows Rabbi Lazar, who says that if a yavama becomes asr for even an instant, she remains forever asr for yibum? Rabbi says since the end of the Mishnah brings the sheet of Rabbi Lazar, it must be the beginning of the Mishnah does not follow the sheet of Rabbi Lazar. Why couldn't he say that the Mishnah is discussing where they fell to yibum simultaneously? And the Mishnah follows Rabbi Yaglili, who says that it's possible to have happened at the exact same moment, and therefore both of them are never eligible for yibum. Rabbi says because that would mean that the anonymous Mishnah follows Rabbi Yaglili, and we know that the halacha doesn't follow him, so it can't be. Why couldn't he say that the Mishnah is discussing where we don't know which sister fell first to Yibum? But I said, if that's the case, why do we say that if each brother took a sister in Yibum, we force them to get divorced? We can understand that the first one to marry must get divorced because he married the sister of Azika. But why would the second one to marry have to get divorced? If it's only a suffix if he did something wrong, because it's possible that he married the first sister and as such should not be forced to get divorced. But I said it was due to all of the above, the Rabbi Yechon felt forced to say that our Mishnah is taka not correct.